Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a town home, an apartment or condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
Single family home.
And thank you very much. And I see that the survey has already started and you are at 49%. Now, the question that we had was, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
It's increased a lot.
Significantly or just somewhat?
What?
Increased significantly or just somewhat?
The last one.
The last one, somewhat. What about in 1 to 3 years? Do you think it will have increased somewhat or increased significantly?
The last one.
Thank you. What about in 3 to 5 years?
Yes.
Increased significantly or just increased somewhat?
Increased somewhat.
Somewhat. And what about 5 to 10 years? Do you think it will have increased significantly or increased somewhat?
Increased somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions have you taken? Change insurance provider, increased amount of deductible, decreased coverage, or other?
I've changed insurance agency.
Thank you very much. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, or I want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
The replacement value.
And the full replacement value?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
The last one.
Thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Yes.
Thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
All of them.
All of them? You mean a federal government, state government, and local government?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's right.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Say that again?
On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
About a 4.
And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risks?
The hurricane.
On a 1 to 5 scale, 5 being the highest?
A 4.
And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
A 4.
And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
I didn't hear you.
How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
how much property did I have? Is that what you said?
And that new developments take into account flood risks.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay. How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risks?
Oh, confidence I have a lot.
And on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the highest?
A 5.
A 5, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
About a 4.
Thank you very much. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? And we have a few scales. Yes, I believe it is happening and I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. And no, I do not believe this is happening.
I would be infected.
You will be affected?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you consider selling your home in the private market as a part of a government buyout program or neither?
No, I'm not going to sell it.
Neither. Thank you. Market. Now, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Do you think it would be by increased income taxes, increased property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or other?
Increase both of them.
Both of them, thank you. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very long elevation under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very, very concerned.
So that would be extremely concerned or moderately concerned?
Extremely.
Thank you. Now, when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, a proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
The schools.
The schools, you can select up to 3. What would be the next one?
The property.
The property? That would be on, let me just check, because neighborhood? Would that fall under neighborhood?
Yes.
Thank you. And the last one?
I don't remember.
We have crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees.
Crime.
Thank you. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year? Between 1 to less than 3 years? Between 3 to less than 5 years? Between 5 to less than 10 years? Between 10 to less than 20 years or more than 20 years?
But 3 to 5, because I've been in there 58 years.
Okay. Thank you. Now, finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 or older?
65 and older.
Thank you. What is your gender? Female, male?
Male.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2. Me and my wife.
Thank you. How many people are under 12 years old?
No, it's none.
How many people are over 65 or older?
1. 2. Me and my wife.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your marital status? I believe you told me already, but... Single, never married, married or living with a partner, widow.
Yeah. I was married.
Married. What is the highest grade of school you have completed by, or a level of school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school?
College.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian, Native American?
White.
Thank you. What languages is most spoken in your home?
English.
And please tell me, which is the income range of your household? Is it under 20,000? Yes?
You're about 25,000.
25,000, thank you. And these are all the questions we had. So thank you very much for your responses and have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.